You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shia. Are you currently needing roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to verify a good callback number, just in case we get disconnected, I have 205-348-0931.
Yeah.
Okay, can I get you to spell your first name for me?
Paula.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Paula.
And your last name?
MCCULLOCH.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't hear you.
MCCULLOCH.
Okay, I have MCCULLOUGH.
I didn't say OUGH, I said OCH.
Okay, ma'am, thank you so much. For that, can I get, do you want to receive mobile text updates on your service on today?
I'm not going to be able to do that. My keys are locked in my car along with my cell phone. I'm calling from a different phone, and it's not a cell phone.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have your policy information?
No, ma'am. I don't. I called the insurance agency, and they transferred me to you.
Okay. So I do want to let you know, since you do have that information, you don't have that information, it will automatically qualify as an out-of-pocket expense, because I would have to locate your policy to know if you are covered for that covered for the service.
Now, say that again.
It will qualify, since you do not have your policy information, it will qualify as an out-of-pocket expense. Due to me not being able to know if you are covered for that information or not. I mean, covered for the service or not without that information.
What information do you need?
Your policy number and your vehicle VIN number.
This don't make no sense, because y'all probably got that information right there in front of you. So you want me to get off the phone, call back to the insurance to get you that information to keep from having to pay you to come out to unlock my car, right?
Well, for sure, ma'am, we don't have the information. We have to receive that information from the customer to be able to see what you are covered for. If you would like, I can wait on hold. You do not have to disconnect the call. But yes, ma'am, I would need that information from you, because if not, it would be an out-of-pocket expense.
Hold on.
I don't care.
Important safety updates and information will be broadcast on the station. No matter where you are, you can stay connected to UA by listening to 92.5 FM UA Info Radio. 92.5 FM UA Info Radio can be streamed online at ready.ua.edu/925FM or through the free UA Safety app.
UA faculty and staff members are welcome to have new or updated headshots taken by the Division of Strategic Communications at no cost on the first Monday and second Tuesday of each month. Photos are taken on the steps in front of Rose Administration Building between 8:15 a.m. and 12 noon. To comply with social distancing requirements, those wishing to have their headshots taken will need to sign up for a time slot by visiting UA's events calendar at calendar.ua.edu. More information about faculty and staff headshots can also be found on the Division of Strategic Communications website, strategiccommunications.ua.edu.
In January, UA Cheerleading took home its third Division 1A All-Girl National Championship at the 2022 UCA and UDA College Cheerleading and Dance Team National Championship. Teams in the competition were judged based on stunting, tumbling skills, crowd-leading abilities, and overall performance. The All-Girl Squad previously won national championships in 2020 and 2015. Congratulations to our newest national champions, the University of Alabama Cheerleading Squad.
The University of Alabama is dedicated to achieving excellence in scholarship, collaboration, and intellectual engagement, providing public outreach and service to the state of Alabama and the nation, and nurturing a campus environment